Once a month, Alt-Latino host Felix Contreras brings music he selects to share with us. But every once in a while, he lets me choose. But with a catch, he sends me the music but doesn't include any information about the songs or musicians, a kind of musical blind tasting test. I picked out four songs, and we're going to start with the first one. I picked this because I absolutely love the lyrics. Let's listen.
De nada sirve el porqué. De nada sirve el valor. De nada sirve volver. De nada sirve el adiós.
Felix, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
All right. I like the lyrics. They're very existential, you know, kind of like nothing matters, saying goodbye doesn't matter, you know, valor doesn't matter. So what did I pick?
Okay, this is a band called No Te Va a Gustar. They're from Uruguay.
My favorite country in South America.
Very, very talented group of guys. This is what they specialize in. They're a rock band. They specialize in these very intensely literate lyrics, okay? They're songwriters and masquerading as a rock band. And this album is a collection of live performances. It's been out for a minute, but the new video illustrates the back and forth they have, this closeness they have with Uruguay's other musical export, Jorge Drexler. It's a great video, great song, great album.
Podré caerme a pedazos, pero acá siempre estás vos.
Good choice.
All right, up next, Behind Door Number 3. I like this because it's boppy, it's happy. It reminds me of the Colombian band, the Aterciopelados. I don't know if you remember them.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I love them. So this kind of reminded me of that.
Okay, this is good choice again. Okay, this is Pan Pan by the artist Ani Cordero.
Esta gente piensa que estamos ciegos, se roban todo del país. Que pantalones ni tratan de esconderlo. Y solo nos dejan pan.
Ani is from New York right now. She's originally from Atlanta, raised by Puerto Rican parents. So she's got all these different things going on. She's a very talented singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist. And her specialty, what she's best at, is socially conscious lyrics. This song is called Pan Pan, and it's a metaphor for the corruption in Puerto Rico. Song, even though it sounds upbeat, summery dance tune, it's about corruption in Puerto Rico, which of course is in the news.
It is indeed.
And it features the vocalist Emina on the track.
All right. Up next, I chose number 4.
I knew you would.
This is my jam.
Yep. This is called Las Rocas. This is Raquel Sofia, another Puerto Rican vocalist based in Miami. A big fan of hers, have been for a long time. She's done a Tiny Desk. And she's paired on this track with PJ Sinzuela, who's a Puerto Rican hip-hop artist, who was actually out on the front lines of the demonstration, very involved in the island there. But this is a fun summer jam. When you look at the video, it's all about just having a fun summer jam, which is kind of out of character for Raquel Sofia because she's, again, a very literate songwriter, very intense, very introspective. I love this track. I love this side of her. Summer jam, you're right. Absolutely.
I clearly had Puerto Rico on the brain without knowing it.
Look at this.
Okay, and next, out of the 6 songs you sent me, I chose number 5.
A little bit of Brazil in the beginning with the cuica. And then a nice little reggaeton groove. This is Ozuna and Anita. Okay, Ozuna is probably the biggest hit maker in Puerto Rico right now. Him, Bad Bunny. Look at this. This is amazing. Puerto Rico.
Puerto
again.
Rico and Anita, of course, very famous in Brazil, where I used to live.
Huge, yeah. Huge. Again, a nice little summer jam. This is called Muito Calor.
Very
means,
hot.
There you go. I love the mixture of the little bit of Brazilian music and the Portuguese along with the reggaeton thing. Really
it
nice.
Works.
Right?
Makes me happy. That is Felix Contreras, the host of NPR Music's Alt Latino podcast. And, you know, I gotta say, love this music. Thank you so much.
Of course, thank you.